Obviously, another way that God speaks to us this day is through the Mass. Where two or three are gathered, He is present. He is present in His Word. He is present in the Eucharist. So we should look forward to reflecting upon our readings today to see how they might touch our hearts. We all go through the motions at times. The danger is thinking that that's an acceptable way to live. We've seen athletic teams, when they are hopelessly behind, lose their edge and seemingly can't wait to get to the locker room. We've seen people at work going through the motions. We've seen people at school going through the motions. There are times when, spiritually speaking, we are going through the motions, perhaps to keep up appearances, but our heart isn't in it. And the greater danger is that we might come to a point where we think it's okay to be in such a state. We can begin to think that just showing up is not only enough, but a sign of right motivation and proper living. The prophet Hosea was addressing God's people who were just going through the motions when it came to serving God. They were pretty good at making money. It was a very prosperous time for Israel. The people were still offering sacrifices to God. They were still observing the ritual laws, but their religious life was mechanical, formal. What is, after all, the virtue of religion? Religion is the virtue that inclines man to give proper worship and reverence to God as his supreme creator. So the people of God in Hosea's day didn't have their hearts into worshiping and serving God. In fact, the worship of other gods, pagan gods, was common. And that is still with us today, the worship of other gods. Whatever comes first in our lives, if it is not God, is a form of idolatry. The point of our first reading is found in the very last sentence of the passage, where we hear proclaimed, "For it is love that I desire, not sacrifice, and knowledge of God rather than burnt offerings." Religious practices such as prayer and various devotions are only as good as the interior attitude that they represent. Without love of God, without knowing God, sacrifice and ritual are meaningless. Now, that does not mean that sacrifice and ritual are useless. But they are useless if not motivated by love of God and by knowing God. Our practice of the virtue of religion is intended to make visible the spirit of love and adoration that dwells within us. And really, that's what Ash Wednesday is all about. That cross of ashes is a sign of who we ultimately are and what is important to us interiorly. Religion, then, is about prayer and practice. The entire point of religion is to make us humble before God and to open us to the path of love that He charts out for us. The prayer of the tax collector in today's gospel is quite simple. All he could manage was, "Oh God, be merciful to me, a sinner." That is the heart of humility. That is the heart of reality. You know, the first thing that Pope Francis said when he was asked, "Who is Jorge Bergoglio?" After a long pause, he said, "I am a sinner." We all are sinners, but we are redeemed sinners. We have a Savior, and we belong to Him. But what a beautiful, heartfelt, honest, and humble prayer the tax collector was able to say. His prayer was effective. What does Jesus say? Jesus tells us that he went home justified. That is, okay with God, set right with God, while the Pharisee did not. My brothers, as we reach the midpoint of Lent, it's helpful to remember that God's greatest desire is to have a loving relationship with us, a living, a vibrant relationship with us, one of honesty and humility. God wants only the humble, authentic gift of ourselves, a recognition of how utterly dependent we are on God, who wanted us and loved us into existence and calls us to share His love. May our union with Christ in the Eucharist nourish us so that what we do in church and outside of church shows our love for God and for our neighbors and help us avoid just going through the motions.